USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In Maine, law enforcement is actively pursuing over 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 individuals and injuring 13 others during a shooting at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine this past Wednesday. Currently, a shelter-in-place directive remains in force, while divers are scouring a nearby river in their efforts. The recent mass shooting in Maine has revived discussions surrounding assault weapons. President Biden asserts it underscores the necessity for a ban, but many Republicans remain unconvinced. Senator John Cornyn of Texas emphasizes the importance of preventing individuals with mental illness from accessing weapons.
It's not the gun itself that is the problem, because in the hands of a law-abiding person, they're not a threat to public safety.
In Maine, military authorities report that the suspected gunman began exhibiting erratic behavior in mid-July. A delegation of U.S. senators is concluding their visit to the Texas-Mexico border. Senator Mike Lee of Utah expressing surprise at encountering unaccompanied girls who had made the journey through Mexico alone.
A substantial majority of the women and girls brought up through this process are sexually assaulted along the way.
They spent the night alongside Border Patrol agents to observe the crossings. Agents conveyed to the senators that halting the surge of illegal immigration would require a policy shift. Mayor Eric Adams of New York City is offering one-way plane tickets to migrants as the migrant situation escalates. The Democrat mayor has announced the tickets can be used to travel to any destination worldwide. Adams expressed concern that his city is reaching capacity with full shelters. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential stroke risk for older adults. A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Roughly 900 troops are being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in the region.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder made the announcement, adding the forces will not be going to Israel, but are intended to support regional deterrence efforts. Ryder told reporters U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked 12 times in Iraq and 4 times in Syria over the past week. I'm Dave Collins.
Rising inflation is casting a spooky spell on Halloween, causing a 7% surge in celebration costs this year. That's according to a study by MoneyGeek. The main contributor to the increase is the higher prices of candy, which have jumped by 37% compared to a decade ago. This uptick is putting a dent in consumers' wallets as they prepare to enjoy the festive season. Taylor Swift's new release, 1989 Taylor's Version, is available to buy now. The new release is a re-recording of her 2014 album that sold over 10 million copies and was nominated for 10 Grammys. Swift began re-recording her first 6 albums when her former label sold the master recordings. In June, Paul McCartney revealed that he had recorded what he called the Beatles' last song, made with the help of AI software. The Beatles' final song, which is called Now and Then, will be released next week on Thursday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.